Proclamation number 7966 of 13th of August, 1961. Paradise State on New Earth. I want to establish a new kingdom. A kingdom where I alone rule. Where my adversary is eliminated for a long time. Where there is peace and order again. Where only love rules, and thus I myself can be with people because their state of love allows it and because they have passed their test of faith and will and now belong to me for time and eternity. And in this kingdom there will be order again for a long time. For love is the fundamental principle of divine order. And where love reigns, everything will also take place in accordance with my will. And thus the spiritual substances, which are still bound in form, will also develop more quickly, because they feel love around them and therefore also give up their resistance more quickly in order to reach the final transformation as a human being. And this kingdom will therefore be on the new earth when my work of transformation has taken place. When all creations of the old earth have been dissolved and changed into new creations through my will, when the paradise of the new earth has been created and will receive my own who have endured until the end. The process of the destruction of the old earth will still be apparent to them because I want them to proclaim my might and glory to their descendants, and because they themselves shall then be blessed by being transferred to the new earth as the reward for all suffering they previously had to endure for the sake of their faith. And they will forget all suffering and hardship in view of the splendor and glory which will shine towards them on the new earth in all works of creation. And I myself will be in the midst of my own because their great love allows this. A new period of redemption begins. For much of the spiritual is still unredeemed and still bound in those creations. And even if people are no longer under the spell of evil, the following human generations will nevertheless also have to pass their test of will on earth. Only my adversary cannot have an effect on them as long as love is highly developed in people. Thus, as long as their hearts beat towards me in the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ, and therefore they do not sin either but are redeemed from their original sin through Jesus Christ. And love is exceedingly strong in people who will animate the new earth in the beginning, and it will burn ever more fiercely towards me because I myself can delight them with my presence and will instruct them at all times through my messengers of light with whom people will have direct contact and therefore also be exceedingly blissful. Earth's paradise is ushering in a new time, for the spiritual and earthly turning point has been accomplished. And it will be a time of peace where there will be no enmity, neither with human beings nor with the animal world. Everything will live in harmony with each other and hardship and misery will be eliminated, there will be no illness, and even death will only be a painless transition into the spiritual kingdom. The soul will only change its abode, yet without suffering and fear, for it has lived a life in and with God and will now enter my kingdom. It will discard its earthly body in order to be able to dwell freely and exhilarated wherever it wants. But always in the kingdom of light and bliss. And this blissful time lies ahead of you, and all of you can be candidates and belong to my own who are allowed to inhabit paradise on earth. Only you have to stand firm in the lost battle of faith. You have to persevere until the end. And truly, your lot in the paradise of the new earth will be a glorious one, for I myself am with those who remain faithful to me, and my nearness is your bliss. Amen.